How goes it, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the How We Do podcast, a self-help podcast in the beautiful state of the state that we're in. My name's Ian, and to my right, as always, is Kyle.
Thank you.
And across the pond, we've got Jarrett.
Hey, hi, howdy.
And next to him, we've got Gage.
Hello.
So, we're recording on Easter.
Shut up. I got a few things. I want to start the show.
Very cool.
The show with here. Something
hurt my feelings.
I'm really happy it happened. Something came up in my life, and I need to ask you guys this question
because you're leaking again.
It was a hot debate. No, that's fixed. What we have is I was having a conversation with a person who I find very smart and I keep in high regard. And I had asked her.
Don't talk to me at all.
Oh, okay. Well,
I had asked her. Well, we were talking about blindness and color blindness and stuff.
Okay.
And we were talking about stoplights. And she didn't know the order the stoplight is in, top to bottom.
Is she colorblind?
Do you know? But do you guys? You guys know
from top to bottom, it's red, yellow, green.
Right. 100%. No, and that's not a question. People just know that.
Absolutely.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought that was the question. I was like, that should be obvious.
Right.
Yeah, you know, everyone knows that, right? Everybody.
Everybody and their moms.
I asked her twice, and she was like, I don't know. But then she figured it out. She said it in order, so she did know. It was hiding away in her brain. But it took her a minute.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure. That she told me to ask you guys.
Very cool. It's absolutely red, yellow, green. Yeah.
It's red, yellow, green. Anybody that says green, yellow, red is a dumb, dumb idiot boy.
What if somebody said yellow, red, green? Or like yellow, green, on top? Red?
Yeah. That's infallible.
What if somebody thought yellow was on top?
That's a ridiculous
Why would yellow
thought?
Be on top?
Yellow's never on top.
Maybe he was feeling in a dominant mood that day. I don't know.
April Fool's. Yellow's always the quickest light. Why should... Yeah, like...
Should never be on top. Green is your bottom boy. Red is your top rider. And then yellow is just the jam in the middle.
Yeah. So, I have a question.
Yellow's a bad part of the human centipede. What's up, Kyle?
I've noticed on some lights there are different colored arrows that say you can turn, you cannot turn. What happens then?
What are you talking about?
I'm confused by your question.
Really?
Too.
Like lights? Like red, yellow? Sometimes it's like a yellow arrow saying, hey, make a turn real quick, or you can't make a turn. Are they still in the same order?
Yeah.
Or are some of them kind of just like free-floating somewhere?
No, I think they're all initially red is always on top, yellow is always in the middle, and then green is always on the bottom.
Okay, so if you have a yellow arrow, it's just in the middle.
Yeah,
in the middle.
Okay, no, with no green, no red, just a
Why
yellow.
Why would they put
arrow.
The yellow?
Yeah, it'd be. Light. I feel like it'd be know, weird Gage. If it was like a red, yellow, green, and then it's like green means go, and then it's like, but you can only turn for this one quick moment. Mm-hmm. You better be quick about it, or else it's slipping. Like Eminem said, it slipped.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
Gage, thoughts?
Quips?
No, I just wanted to clear that up. The second thing, I want to have a quick intervention with Kyle about his audio.
Oh, no.
What the fuck are you doing to me, man?
So,
I didn't think it was too bad.
That audio was pretty bad.
I didn't finish last week's episode, but I listened to it, and I was like, why is this static noise happening after Ian had brought it up?
I think.
Aha!
I think that's my cellular phone.
Oh.
I think the signals are getting
cross contaminated
a little bit. Yeah.
Here's what you need to do: give Ian your phone.
Okay.
Does he have it?
He has it now.
Ian, throw the phone out the window.
Oh, there's so many things in front of my window though.
It has to go through a bookcase.
You're gonna
first.
Have to give me a minute because I have to clear some shit out.
Yeah.
I got time.
Well, okay then.
That's all I wanted to bring up.
Okay. Because
why did you put our boy on blast?
Because I edit the show, and it's common knowledge that I edit the show. So when a bad show goes up, people are like, Gage, what the fuck did you do? I'm like, listen, it's nothing I can
It
fix.
Wasn't my fault.
What's funny is people ask me that question. Right. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with our sound guy, but he fucked up.
It's either you get bad audio or no show at all, which for some people, they would probably like no show at all.
You know, that's not true.
That's not true, right?
Everybody love us.
I got hate mail.
Dude,
it was from my dad, but go ahead, Kyle.
I would like to formally apologize for it was a couple episodes ago. Well, yeah, and dad.
I don't want to apologize.
That mic, I told Ian I threw that mic away, but I didn't throw it away. I kept
lied.
It. So I think I'm just going to tone it down a little bit because it's not a great mic. It needs to be bumped a lot.
Kyle, you lied to me.
So I don't know what to do with the
How
mic.
How could you do this?
I feel like I should throw it away, but I don't know.
Take it apart and use it as parts.
Okay. Okay. I can do that.
That or tail get gone.
But yeah.
Hey, are you all guys right. excited about Trump bucks?
What the fuck are you talking
don't,
about?
Don't know what well, that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Our cool checks we're gonna get.
That's Trump just called bucks. A check. That's just Trump a check.
Bucks. It almost seems like
there's space on it?
The, no, it's just a normal check. It's like a normal
check.
What I hear check.
From everybody, or at least the smart friends I have on Facebook, they're like, it's going to be soon. It's going to be happening soon. It's like a road trip with your parents when you're young. Yeah. They're like, it's just 5 more minutes. And we'll be there. Yeah, we didn't really have like 3 hours to go.
I have an inside source at the IRS.
You know Trump?
No. Her name's Mom.
Okay.
Also, my brother already has his in his account as a pending transaction. Really?
Yeah, so right does now. My sister.
So it's a direct deposit then. It's not like a hard earned check.
Apparently they're hitting on Wednesday. That's the numbers that I've the day that I've been hearing.
From what I heard, if you direct deposited your tax return, you'll get it sooner. If you haven't, then you won't get it till around September.
Really?
I don't think it's gonna be September, but it's gonna be at least a couple weeks behind everybody else.
Well, I did direct deposit for my taxes, so I imagine.
I think most people do now.
You dumb stupid bitch. Why didn't you do that, Gage?
No, you do the gift card. The gift card's always the best deal.
NetSpend is not the best option because they won't shut the fuck up about anything forever.
Well, and you get that NetSpend card in the mail and you don't realize that it's your IRS return and you're like, oh, this is trash.
Why did you say IRS return? It's just tax return.
Did I say IRS return?
Did you say? No, well, okay, you said.
Well, let me tell you. Let me ask you a question.
NetSpend.
No.
Is that a minute card for a phone?
That's the NetSpend? Card that you get your tax return on.
My NetSpend account.
Okay. Okay.
Cool. From NetSpend Bank.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
LLC.
And they're like, you can put more money on this. No.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
It's double loaded.
We'll tax you.
We'll tax you for your tax return. I'm sorry, IRS return.
Thank you.
Okay.
It is. I can't believe it's not Butter 14th. And it's Moment of Laughter Day. Just one moment.
That's the most laughter you're going to get.
Just one.
Just one moment. That's all you get. Don't waste it.
If you're lucky, you'll find one moment in this show.
You'll find plenty. You can just listen to my part.
God bless you if you find it.
I've laughed every time. I laugh during the show mostly, though.
Do you laugh at us or yourself thinking, I can't believe I just said that stupid fucking thing?
A big mix of both.
Little column A, little column B.
But I don't listen. I don't re-listen to the show. I don't know if it's just me. I don't re-listen to the shows that we record because I have so much fun recording them that I'm like, I can't laugh at the same thing twice.
A lot of times I black out while we're recording and then I go back and listen to it. I'm like, when did we talk about this?
You don't listen to this show.
Not lately, but I used
to. I have a snail's mind.
Not like the past three years. Yeah, yeah.
We're coming up on
I don't listen to it so much anymore because I don't work in an office.
I listen to this show all the time.
You have to. Multiple times a week.
Yeah.
I went back to listen to the first few episodes and they're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
Pretty good.
A couple of those episodes, really solid.
Yep.
What can I say?
Fucking listen, people. Shit. Just one moment.
Just one moment. That's all you get.
That's all it takes.
One shining moment.
If you had one chance to laugh a moment, would you take it or let it slip? Look up at this guy, Dave. Just look right up there. Imagine Neil Patrick Harris walking on the moon, or whoever did it.
No, that's him. That's him.
Neil Patrick. Neil MPH.
Yep.
Walking up on the moon with Lance Prescott.
Who?
Lance.
Lance Prescott Bush.
Yep. He's the one that walked on the moon with Neil.
Hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Tongue in tongue.
I'm pretty sure that was Lance Armstrong, but...
No, you're thinking of Lance Armstrong, the bicyclist.
It was Lance Armstrong.
He's got a 1T scroat.
Harm?
Yes. Lance Armstrong, the moon puncher, the guy that went to the moon and punched all the holes in it. That's why
those
I say
are called
it looks
craters.
Like cheese.
I am not liking this.
He didn't punch holes
I
in
didn't
the mountain.
Mean to,
a crater's not a hole.
Huh?
A crater's not a hole.
Have you ever heard the phrase, the moon is Swiss cheese?
No.
Yeah, because it's got holes in it.
It doesn't have holes, it's got craters.
Stinky dumbass.
It's a crater, not a hole.
Listen, Ian.
Holes have an exit
what
on both
I'm
sides.
Trying,
that is true.
Okay.
That
Does
is
that make
true.
Us holes?
Yeah, because you have a butthole extended to your mouth hole.
Yeah.
Just like, excuse.
So
straw or ears. What I'm trying to tell you,
Ian, is that Lance Armstrong went to the moon and punched all the craters in the moon.
Just for the crater good.
Did he like try to like jump out of them? Kind of like one of those like death defying like circus things where they're in like the ball of death. No, he punched the holes
and then he killed himself, Kyle. Let's like not talk about him and make jokes.
I like NPH and Lance Prescott Bush.
He was the first person to die on the moon?
He was the only person
that was the dog, the Russian dog.
Oh, Laika. Yeah.
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 The Russian dog that they sent up in space and never came back.
Mm-hmm.
He found a better world.
It got smarter and kept going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm no fucking dumbass. I'm out of this book.
There's just so many names and so much information going around.
And it's all true. And it's all true.
It's all factual. The weird thing,
though. We're like a hive mind of just infinite information.
Infinimation.
What we need is like a super fan to hear all this bullshit on the show and immediately go to Wikipedias and start changing stuff.
We can do that.
We've done that.
We tried
Lowe's
to do that.
Lowe's has them for like $80.
We tried to do that for a movie. We tried to make the plot of a movie up.
For a movie that I don't think anybody has really ever heard of.
No, and I don't know if it ever got approved. I never checked. I don't remember the name of the movie.
I don't remember the name, but I know that it got changed, and then it got changed back like like within the same show.
It was like called Ska Dogs or something.
So yeah. I don't know.
It was about Jamaican coke dealers.
Street Dangles. I don't know what the movie was called.
It was Ska Dog Street Dangle.
Yeah, I think that was it. Look for that movie place.
Mm-hmm.
It's there.
Shit.
Gage, can you cue that up?
No, it's okay.
Just we haven't done a that movie place in a minute. I'm cool with it, though.
I have an idea we can probably talk after show.
After hours?
It. After hours.
Podcast After Dark?
Yes. It's also Dolphin Day.
I hate dolphins. Hell yeah. No. Don't you hell yeah, dolphins. Dolphins are rapers.
I have a Dolphins hat on. I'm a Dolphins fan.
You Dolphins rape.
Yeah.
Well,
hey.
It's like Dolphins have two activities. One is swim and two, rape in a man.
Blowhole.
No.
Also, another dolphin activity is sonar because they beep at things.
Also, another dolphin activity is being mediocre for 10 years at a time.
That's where the rape comes in.
I was going to say, I know most rapists are like that, right?
That's why they rape. Patch. That's why they do rapes.
Just a whole bunch of mediocrity.
Yeah.
It's like dolphins have a normal day at Aqua World or whatever the hell, and they swim around, and then when a man gets in there, they're like, hey, there's a man over there, and they rape him.
Just dink him.
Yeah. It's no cool day at SeaWorld until a man gets raped by a dolphin.
Tonight, you.
On Inside Edition. Inside You with Dolphins.
It's like that King of the Hill episode where everyone thought it was so funny that Hank Hill was getting thrown around by a dolphin, but really he was getting
molested. He was getting touched.
Is that like a situation where they say like, hey, if a dog bites you, bite it back? Is this a dolphin thing where a dolphin
you rape the dolphin back?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think you should do that.
How would the dolphin get through the pants?
With perseverance and aggression.
That does it carry a knife in its skin?
How does the dolphin get on land is my question. Well, so
that's a more important question here, Kyle.
I get the natural order is working against the dolphin anyway. That's why I have to try so hard because they got that slippery skin, so they keep slipping off of you. So they're really it's hard to grab.
How does the dolphin get into the streets of Chicago? That's a better question.
And showed up in my house.
Oh no, honey, there's a dolphin walking down the street. We have to cross the street here. We don't cross paths with it.
Yeah. Quick, he's got knives in his skin. He's going to cut your pants off.
Don't look at his blowhole. Just don't.
He breathes out of that. Plug it up with a cork. Suffocate him.
Do you think a dolphin tried to rape you and you plugged his blowhole with your dick, what would happen?
You can't rape you from up top.
Two extra questions.
You can't double negative it.
You don't think
so? Do you think that if you put a dolphin...
He would suffocate. Though.
Do you think you can't rape a raper?
Yeah.
Do you think that if you put a dolphin in a chokehold, you could choke it out, or how do you think their necks work?
Dolphins breathe through the top of their dome. Dolphins breathe out the top, bro.
So they can't breathe out through their mouth.
No.
Or they don't.
They don't.
I would just like to say that everyone that likes dolphins like rapers.
Yeah, they support rapers.
Well, I don't like. Yeah, I do.
So,
y'all will never know which I was saying. Wait, yeah, I do too. So
what happened in 1972 with the Dolphins?
Well, that was when John Malone was their quarterback.
Uh-huh.
And he was throwing for them. And then the Cincinnati Seahawks came up.
Cincinnati.
There's so much wrong with what you're saying. I don't know where to start.
Me and Kyle have been drinking since dinner.
Kind of.
I personally loved the John Malone.
Really?
John. Well, he was my favorite.
Yeah.
So what the Cincinnati Seahawks came, and then they threw him around. And ever since then, the loss of the big playoff, they raped him.
Oh, you know.
It was a rapery.
The 1972.
The rapage was afoot.
Yeah.
It was at home.
All I'm trying to say is get rid of Dolphins.
No.
Yeah. Throw them.
Three-fourths right of this podcast is in the moral police here, Jared.
Do you think dolphins have nests? Sea nests.
Yes.
They just bully other fish into opening up.
Open the school! Oh my god.
To opening dolphins up? Like how? Like well, emotionally?
Tell me your feelings! Yeah. Like shaking him really violently.
They emotionally abuse other fish to tell them their problems, and they're like,
welcome
yes,
to the dolphin nest. Tell me how you feel.
What does this look like to you?
But here's the thing. How aggressive is a dolphin with these nests? Because if it catches like a pelican or something, it's going to open that mouth and live in there.
Do you think it can live inside of a pelican mouth?
How big is a dolphin?
It's probably a good 5'6" dolphin.
How big is a pelican mouth stretch?
Maybe a tennis court.
Well, there you go.
Well, you know, cool. People's lungs are as big as a tennis court.
Tentis?
A what?
Yeah. People's lungs.
I have tentist in my ear. I can't hear so great.
I got tentist.
I got tentist elbow. I got ten wrists. But yeah, if you flat them out, a lung of a human mm-hmm. is as big as a tennis court.
It sounds like dumb science.
No, it's real science. Real humans. I learned that in science school.
This type of science is curing people right now, Gage.
Yeah, I think you need to take a step back and also two steps forwards and come to where we are in the future. Okay. Where dolphins still rape.
Well. Go ahead.
It's also Pecker Day. Yep. Go ahead. It's National Pecan Day. Pecan?
I think it's pecan.
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 Pinecone.
I think it's pecan.
Pinecone?
Pecan Sam.
So let me tell y'all, there are some days where I will say pecan, and go some ahead, days where I will say pecan, and then some days where I will say pecan.
Why don't we just say pecan?
Because I don't want to be pecan anything.
Pecan. You got any pecans?
Do you do the same thing with aunt and aunt?
I always say aunt. No, I don't.
I always say one of those two.
I always say aunt. No, I don't. Are there two Ians in the room? How are we hearing both sides of your conscience?
One's drinking water, one's drinking beer.
We gotta find out which one's a robot.
Hey, Ian, what do you say? I always say aunt. No, Kyle.
No, Kyle, I don't.
You got me to
are
lie.
You a dolphin? Are you nesting? My feelings.
I
no, it's pecan. Like pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
I like the long A.
Pecan. Sounds like a gun. Pecan.
That's cool too. Guns are cool.
Yeah.
Oh, guns are dangerous. You put a gun in a dolphin's hands.
What would you rather have, a dolphin or a gun?
You got, dead rape people. No, I'd rather have a gun.
How much water is around?
That's a good point. Dolphins don't go on houses.
You guys live at the beach.
Oh, man.
I'll take a gun to fight off the dolphin.
They're fairly fast.
I don't think that's going to work out how you
want
the
dolphin?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I think dolphin sonar can stop a bullet.
Can I have a knife made out of fire?
How is it going to work in water?
It's hot. It's a really hot fire that doesn't burn out.
Hot fire.
Hot fire.
Imagine fire, but with...
double hot.
When it gets wet, it turns... the water near it into gasoline.
You just steam yourself out to death.
No, I don't have to touch it. I can just dip my snoot with the knife snoot in, mm-hmm. and it gases the world.
I don't like this.
No?
No.
Can I have a storm?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'll take the storm.
Okay. All right.
Fair trade.
It's also reach as high as you can day.
All right, let's try it.
Not very far.
I always hurt my arms.
If you're driving your car right now, for reach your hands in the arms.
Reach
sky day,
for the sky.
Take your hands off the stars, wheel and reach as high as you can.
Stars.
Everybody.
And if you touch the roof of your car, roll down your window and keep
reach
going.
Reach out of it, right.
Do not be contained today.
Reach out.
No containment day.
Whatever you're doing right now, even if you're around people, reach your hands up.
Good for them.
Thank you.
You did a great job.
Done it.
It's also Dreams of Reason Feast Day.
What does that day mean, Kyle?
I don't know. Yes, Gage?
I just want to stop everything right now.
Recent feast?
Yes. There's no reason for us to even look up holidays anymore. We could just make up anything we want. We could make up any holiday we want for these
Tuesdays. And people would just believe us.
People would just fucking roll with it.
How many people do you think we make some of these up to begin with?
All of them.
Hey, guys, we don't make up a single fucking one.
I'm not convinced because we don't see the Tuesdays. I think they make them up. Kyle is sitting there running his mouth like we don't make it up, but I know Kyle likes to make Ian lie.
Do I?
So.
There is nothing for this one. It does say something wrong or missing. We would love to hear from you. Please contact us using this form. So I think I'm going to contact him.
Okay.
And put my name in.
What should this be then?
Yes. So I'm going to describe to these people.
Dreams of Reason Feast Day.
Missing information. Okay, so we need to give them what this day is.
Dreams of Reason Feast.
Dreams of Reason. So are these, like, dreams that could happen?
So what's the feast part?
Dreams of Feast Beast.
It's the whole thing, right? Dreams of Reason Feast.
Yeah, Dream of the Feast Beast from Out West.
No.
It's not bad.
It is bad, Kyle.
I'm trying, Gage.
You laugh. Is it dreams
my moment
about
of laughter.
Thanksgiving?
No.
A reason feast? Name a reason feast.
Literally
feast
any
reason.
Holiday.
No. A reason? A reason
feast?
So
I think we're feasting for Dreams of Reason.
Thanksgiving.
No. You feast for
Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving
too.
It's not or Thanksgiving 2. It's fucking April 14th, the worst day of the year.
Tell that to the list that I have cooked up.
Yeah, bad. It's a list of bad shit.
No.
Yeah.
What is a dream of reason? I guess is my first question.
Well, remember Martin Luther King Jr.?
Yes.
He had a reason. That one
and a
day,
dream, I guess, too.
A whatever. Chicken can cross the road without its motives being questioned. Thus sparked the Great Walk.
The Great Walk.
Across the road. Mm-hmm. You know, I just now realized, like, a couple of weeks ago what that joke meant.
What?
Why did the chicken cross the road to get to the other side? I just realized what that joke meant.
Go ahead and explain it to us, then.
He walked across the street to get hit by a car to kill himself so he can get to the other side, a.k.a. transcend life.
Huh, okay.
Okay.
So, like, spiritually.
Yeah, to get to the other side.
Suicidally. Okay.
Yeah, like, it's a very dark joke now that I think about it.
Sideways.
And every time I hear that joke, I think, okay, well, he just wanted to die.
You think of your own morality there, and you're like, oh, no.
Damn, that chicken.
Well, more
really
just like, how bad the
middle of the road.
What did the chicken go through? Was it in a dolphin nest? We don't know. But he wanted to cross the road to get to the other side.
Do you think
is there evidence there?
Is there a slaughterhouse called The Road and chickens enter one side and then come out the other side dead?
Oh.
Do you think that he like crossed them? Like they wanted him to do a job and he crossed them and like sold them out so he can get to the other side?
He took payment without doing the job. Yeah.
He became a snitch for the police.
Ooh. Yeah.
So I can't have my phone right now. So.
No, do it.
I'm just going to take a mental note that this day is about chickens crossing the road.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Sounds right to me.
Period or question mark?
Question.
Okay.
It's also ex-spouse day. Who hates their ex-wife or husband?
Is it okay if I hate someone else's ex-wife or husband?
Yes.
All right. Well, I don't. But...
well, All right, Dan.
I hate somebody's ex-husband.
Craig. I
just don't remember Trump's first wife's name.
Harris.
Get it? Gerard. It's the president joke.
So what do you do for ex-spouse day? Do you call them and apologize or ask for them back or something?
You cut.
Ooh, what if what if this day is to celebrate the ex-spouses of people that you know, that you liked them when they were with that person?
And try and get with them.
So no, now you, the day, you try to get them back together.
Oh, you play God, matchmaker?
No. Yeah.
Jesus, so,
like,
God, no.
Your parents divorced when you were like 10? You know?
You parent trap them.
You parent trap them, try to smack them back together.
Oh, you clone heads, yourself, you say, or get Amanda Bynes or whoever that was. Jennifer Lopez?
You got your mom.
It was both, actually. Yeah,
weird. Your dad by the back of the head, and you say, Mom, this is Dad. Dad, this is Mom. Meet in the middle, and you smack their heads together.
And you play a Bare Naked Lady song or something, right?
So you make them forget about each other and then reintroduce them to each
you
other?
You put them in a coma.
No, actually, you just headbutt the fuck out of both of them. But
you amnesia themselves.
Yeah.
You empty like their brain.
I like that very much.
Yeah.
And feed them lies.
There's a lot of times when we do this show where I just stop listening and just put my head in my hands.
I feel like a lot of people do that, Gage.
Yeah. I do that during the show.
That's what I'm saying. And then when I edit back, I'm like, I can't believe that made it in. But it's here.
We're geniuses.
Well,
oh, Lord.
Is it my turn?
I think it's Ian's turn.
Sure.
I would also like to bring up that in 1912, the Titanic struck the iceberg on this day.
Bad things. Well,
thank you.
Great job, everybody.
That could be worse.
If that never happened, we would have never had the movie, so thank you.
Nope, they wouldn't have. Here's a good thing that happened. USA gay couples marriage licenses in Oregon. Good job, Oregon.
Thank you.
Good job.
Mount Vesuvius erupted today.
See? Bad things.
For the first time or like today?
In 1906.
Okay.
1865, Abraham Lincoln was assassinated.
Bad things.
That's terrible.
Not because of our voting poll, correct?
Well, he was the weakest, but that was just the truth. 1924, Italy airship accident.
What did you say?
Like mid collision, like mid air collision, or like?
The Italian airship number one was torn away from the moorings today in strong winds, and three crewmen were carried 200 feet and hurled to their deaths.
So, see more bad things.
So airplane number one crashed. Yeah. So they didn't have any more airplanes.
No. They had to build more. They said, we did it the wrong way. Let's do it the right way. This is my favorite. USA milk price war. Yeah.
Cursed day.
In 1933, a milk price war is going on, and the stable prices of 10 cents per quart are currently 8 cents, and in some shops, 7 cents per quart.
That was war?
A war.
Well, Kyle, you got to remember, 3 cents back in the day was enough to buy, like, two houses.
That is true, yeah.
But then, to earn that 3 cents, they also had to walk up and downhill in the snow to get to school, so.
Or, like, for building materials or something, yeah.
Yeah, they used bones, actually, but.
Guess what? So cheap. Uganda got a new president today in 1979.
Knuckles?
I didn't vote for him.
Also, the merger of Delta Airlines and Northwest Airlines.
Hey, Delta, fuck
you.
That
sounds like a curse.
And also, in 2010, Sarah Palin at a Tea Party rally in Boston.
Oh, also cursed.
Here's another one I forgot. Neil Armstrong is critical of Obama space planning.
Space planning?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't like how so, okay.
I think I should stay up there. We should stay down here.
I know we're not there yet, but is Obama the Tom Nook in this situation where he's like, listen,
I guess
I don't like where you put some of this stuff.
I think.
Can you move it?
Hey, I don't like where you're putting this space. I don't dig it. I'm going to be honest with you.
Your
it
area
sucks.
Has a 1-star rating. Fix
first
it.
Land.
And most important of all, it's my birthday.
Cursed day.
All right, let's not talk about that. Though. I want to talk about how much jelly beans suck.
Jelly beans are the best candy.
No. Not even a little
bit.
So is this going to be followed by you got jelly beans for Easter or something?
I'm just saying that jelly beans were in the vicinity of me today at Easter, because we're recording this on Easter, obviously.
What kind of jelly beans?
They were normal jelly beans.
Do they have grass in them?
No.
Where are they?
Not should, here. I don't they, take jelly beans with me. I'm not a jelly bean keeper.
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow?
Eat some jelly beans.
I'm going to go to Walmart to buy Starburst jelly beans.
The leftover jelly beans?
Starburst jelly beans.
So Starburst, we went to Walmart today.
I think Starburst jelly beans, they don't count.
Why? They do.
How do they not?
It's in the name.
They're more Starburst than jelly beans.
They're jelly beans.
But it's in the name.
But they are jelly beans, though,
right? It's like saying chocolate cake isn't really cake.
They're just jelly beans that are flavored like Starburst.
It's just chocolate.
People don't like them because they're jelly beans. They like them because they're Starburst.
No.
Yeah.
If I don't like them because they stick to my teeth. Gage.
Gage.
They're like sugar daddies all in my mouth.
Yeah, Gage. Gage.
I don't know if the sugar daddy's supposed to be in here. Well, I guess it's true.
I mean, it depends on how much he gave
me. Where else will they go? Not home.
I guess it's up to you, though. Well, it's up to them and their checkbook.
Exactly.
That's true.
All right, jelly beans cut. Ian, what were you talking about?
I mean, that's wrong, but like...
It's my birthday.
Oh.
So anyways, what's up
do
next?
For my birthday?
Are you as old as us yet?
No, he's still a
no.
child.
No.
Then I don't care.
I'm a quarter of a decade old. Nope. I'm a quarter of a century old.
I'm 2.5.
Check me out, guys.
I'm 2.5, and I'm bad at math.
Yeah. I can now rent a vehicle good.
And you can rent any movie you want at Blockbuster.
Yep. Even the dirty ones. Rated R.
Even the super porno.
Rated R for romantic. For risque. Yep. All right. My topic. Thank you all for the birthday wishes.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Kyle.
Happy birthday, Ian.
Gage, you missed your time.
Happy birthday.
You missed your chance. You've lost me. Kyle was in the middle of taking a drink of his Bud Light seltzer.
Not good. Not good. Anyway.
That's something that we decided to start doing for fun, and it is not. So I read a news article today.
Happy birthday, Ian.
Well, Gage.
Almost got him.
He almost. Almost got him.
I'm watching you. So I read a news article today, and it was about a little child girl. She was playing basketball by herself, practicing social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? The city didn't like that. So they took all the basketball hoops away. And this happened in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I got to say, I agree with the city's decision to take the hoops out. And I want to start taking more things away to promote social distancing. And I wanted your guys' help with coming up with some. I have one. That's it.
What's your one?
I have two.
What's your two?
First off, get rid of all the grass. You see kids frolicking in grass, but you don't see kids frolicking on dusty dirt.
Yeah, you do. You just made a wrong spot.
Grass in general or long, like wheat-like grass?
Grass, all of it.
Okay. No so no grass. Frolicking.
No frolicking.
Okay.
Also, lakes, pools, suck them up. No more water in the lakes or the pools.
Hmm.
No swimming. Get rid of the ocean.
Well, yeah, because that gets rid of the dolphins, too.
Mm-hmm. It's two stones with one.
Yeah. To promote social distancing, what do we get rid of? Are we trying to keep it with that 10-person rule? We don't want people together at all.
I think that it's really out and about. You have out to be staying about. Home.
So we just need to keep people in their homes.
Yes.
Okay. Does the city have planning to board up everyone's house?
It can.
It's okay. So we board up everyone's doors. They can't leave, actually.
Okay.
They can love, actually, though, right?
They can love, actually, absolutely, okay. Yeah.
It's a must-have.
Yeah, you have to.
It's a luxury. Well, not a luxury. Monsters. It's an essential.
Jared, we're not going to take away the love, actually.
You say Munsters?
No. Well, we're okay. Also not Munsters.
Yeah, we aren't Munsters okay. Either.
That'd be pretty cool if we were. You think we'd be immune to coronavirus if we were?
No.
One's a bat.
I've seen Eddie Monster is a half bat man, and he always looked pretty sickly.
Yeah. The skin's too white.
Yeah.
Well. Was there a werewolf kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, wolf boy.
Kid.
His name is Michael J. Fox.
Ah.
No.
Because Eddie Monster was a vampire.
Who was Teen Wolf? Was that not Michael J.
Fox? I'm pretty sure Eddie was.
Teen Wolf was Michael J. Fox.
Was he a vampire? I thought Eddie Munster was a vampire. Because his grandfather was the vampire.
No, his dad was Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive Eddie Munster was a vampire.
I wish there was a way we could check.
Yeah, if only there were a way for me to pull up the fact that he's a werewolf on the on my phone.
So we're not talking about Eddie Money, correct?
Yeah, he's a werewolf.
He's a werewolf?
Yes.
I'm having like a Mandela thing right now where I'm pretty sure I remember him being a vampire.
Nope. He does look vampire.
Oh, it is that deep V.
But he is
werewolf. he's got the deep widow's
peak. He looks very vampire.
He looks very vampire.
Right? Yes, his hair is very vampire. He's hairy vampire.
Yeah. And the pointy ears.
Yeah.
Do vampires have pointy ears?
Yeah. Have you seen Nosferatu?
Yeah, I guess that's there.
Yeah, but his grandfather, the grandfather was the vampire.
Dumb.
Was he cool?
Eddie or the grandfather?
So, either. How does that work? Are they all just different monsters, or are they somehow
his
mom was wife of Frankenstein.
You don't see the grandma.
What?
No, so
anyone that birthed out Frankenstein, she's a ghost. Child labor.
The mom and the grandfather are both vampires. The dad is a Frankenstein. Yeah. The kid's a werewolf, and their other daughter's just a normal girl.
So if you have a Frankenstein sexing on top of a vampire, they make a werewolf.
Yeah,
and it's, also it's a like normal. It's human.
That's mythology.
Gene. It's a recessive gene.
I thought werewolves and vampires hate each other. Why'd they keep that kid?
Yeah, they should eat him. Yeah.
Is that what like changed? They had a feud, and then
do you think that they put silver fillings in his mouth so he doesn't change? And they're like, "We're gonna just make you a normal boy, like your sister, like your dumb idiot sister."
We're gonna keep that werewolf gene down. You ain't coming out.
You gotta beat that boy down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The knee bone, which we all know is connected to the thigh bone, mm-hmm. The thigh bone is connected to the hip bone. So what are we taking away from these people?
So you're already taking away basketball hoops from kids.
No hoops, no grass, no water.
Is it too much to say no playgrounds in general? Is that too much? Or just like specific, like no slides? You can still have everything else that goes up to the top, but you can't slide down. So once you're there, you're just like...
It's just like a ladder?
It's just not there. So you can get up there, but you can't slide down.
So it would be a ladder.
I guess, yeah. So just put ladders in parks for kids to climb on, ooh. I guess.
Huh. We could take the ladders out of pools.
Don't Sims this.
Yeah, we're going to Sims it.
So what about lakes and freshwater basins?
Think about it. Think about what you're asking right now, taking things away.
We already took away the pools.
You're literally talking about Simsing the world. You want to take, you no. want to board up doors so they can't leave, right? That's Sims.
That was Gage.
That was Gage.
Yeah. That was Gage.
Yeah, that's Sims.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
How do you get somebody to be really good at art in Sims? You put them in a basement, lock the door. Simple.
That's called immersion therapy, I think is what that is.
Yeah, that's erosion.
Speaking of art, I had a hilarious idea that reminded me to tell you afterwards.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm still upset that Gage had fractions and division.
I have
to
teach from here. I teach from home now. Okay, Jared. Well, I got to do division with the kids.
Division. Can we take away division?
Oh, sure.
Like, which one? Like the division concept one or of division, division two?
The concept.
Long.
Both.
Long division.
Long damn. Division. Fine.
Are they old enough to play that game? The division?
Not by ERCB standards.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, but they're fine.
All my interactions are not monitored.
Right.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Yeah, the ESRB. The ESRB doesn't know how the internet works. So.
They should just play Boshi.
I get very mad.
What if every household in America... So, see, the thing is that too many people are leaving the house, right?
Right. We want to keep them home.
And everybody's going to the supermarkets with, like, their whole family. Right?
Yeah.
I'm so, laughing at the problem fact that is more of just anybody going outside.
So...
I'm laughing... before I went a tangent, but I'm laughing at the fact that we broke away from this topic to talk about the monsters for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure
how. Yeah, right.
Anyway, go ahead, Jared.
So, the best plan would be to have the U.S. Postal Service deliver a box to everyone's house.
A bomb.
And the
can we take the box, families away?
The box contains four small boxes, mm-hmm. and each box contains a different defense mechanism. And you have to try and kill one person from your family using the tool you were given.
How are they...
Yeah, but I don't think the issue is that the families are, like, too many people are going out.
Yeah,
I think
you can get rid of one every house, though, that way.
I think the problem is that anybody is going outside.
Well, okay, but see, I go outside all the time. I have to
work. And that's a problem.
Yeah, can I still have to work to feed the other people that are stupid.
Take work away.
I wish.
No, I mean, we're doing it.
Yeah, it's done. Days,
so.
Done. Congress Mark signed and a bill. Work gone. Water gone. Grass gone. Hoops gone.
Can we take away, like, front door locks to where people would have to stay home to protect their house? Is that too much? Or
like you make it dangerous so they have to be like, oh, we I have wouldn't to protect say that. Dangerous.
My front door doesn't even have a door handle, so.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but it has a lock.
Yeah, no door
handle. You just push his door open.
Yeah, I guess. I don't, you got me there. I don't know.
One becomes the other.
What if we... If the government sends contractors to every house and flips all the doors around so the locks are on the outside.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, but then you run into the issue of they have their house keys.
Nope, they change the locks when they do it, dum-dum. Come on now, get with the program, Ian.
Who changes the locks?
Blacksmiths.
Well, oh, that's so not the government.
Probably some graysmiths, too.
That's not who does that.
Hmm?
What? Blacksmiths, yeah, that
didn't, but that didn't work with the joke that I was trying to say. So,
I didn't even get the joke.
No, I get it.
I said blacksmiths and probably some graysmiths too, because they're understaffed.
Yep, I still got nothing.
Yeah, well, it's okay because you're an idiot.
Says the one that didn't know that. I can't believe it's not butter. It wasn't Marge?
You thought the monster kid was a vampire?
It's margarine, Jared. Like March, but it's not butter.
March isn't butter. Anyway.
I know, it's margarine.
Margarine doesn't
have
March in it.
That's why you can't believe it's not butter.
You big dumb.
Margarine.
I'm laughing
at it's a play on words.
That Jared's like, you're an idiot because you don't know what the kid on the Munsters is.
Yeah.
Like, that's the...
You're that show you watch all the time as a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously. Everybody would know that.
Here's the thing about the Munsters. I always confuse the Munster parents with the Addams Family parents.
How?
So they're not the same thing,
then. In the Addams Family.
The Addams Family's not monsters, except for Cousin It, which
monster.
Is... Monster. That's debatable.
Yeah. He's a monster.
We don't know.
He's what about Feeny?
He's hairy.
Feeny?
And the hand.
Yeah, Feeny.
Is that the one made out of hair that walks around?
No, that's It.
That's It.
Oh. That's not the hand.
No, that's the hand.
Okay.
Feeny is the uncle, the one that puts light bulbs in his
teeth. He doesn't even know it!
It's
Uncle
that's
Fester.
That's Feeny.
It's for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
And
he
then
does put the light bulb in his mouth.
Oh my
the
God.
The daughter, Good Friday.
Good Friday, all right, of course.
And then Russell, the son.
What about the other son, the little one, Pubert?
Yep, Pubert. That's the Addams Family.
You know what, Gage? Now that I think about it, I can see how you thought Lurch was the Frankenstein.
Right? Don't they have a butler at the Frankenstein
or
something?
I can get. I can. You know. Okay. I can. Lunch? I can see how you would get that.
Lunch is Frankenstein.
He eats all the time. That's his scary power.
Is he actually
says,
Frankenstein?
You rang, and then he just has a chicken.
Oh God! His name's actually Pubert.
I wasn't joking. It is Pubert. Pubert. Y'all are tripping. You don't know the Addams Family. You idiot. Who doesn't know the Addams Family?
Gage, I'm sorry that I don't know deep cuts about the fucking Addams Family.
It's from Addams Family Values.
I don't know Adam. I don't know Addams Family lore.
Is he original cast? No? Pubert. Then fuck him.
So Lurch is... No, that's from the movie. From the newer movie.
Addams Family Values.
Yeah.
Is he in the book?
But, no, Lurch is not a Frankenstein.
There's Russell.
But I can definitely see how you got that.
What do you say?
Fucking Pubert.
I told you it was Pubert.
My reality gets bent on this show.
Yes, my future child will be Pubert Adams.
Pubert Adams. I saw that.
It's. I like how they said yes. It's like, duh, you fucking idiot.
Why would it be anything else?
What am I, normal?
Yeah. Pubert.
So this is different than what is it? Shadows. What we do in the not what we do in the shadows. What's the other? Darkness falls. Shadows falls.
I think it's what we do in the
shadow fall.
Maybe.
What we do in the shadows is the one with Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
Taika Waititi.
What's the one with Johnny Depp? Where Johnny Depp is the vampire man. You know what I'm talking about?
Fuck. They made like three of those movies.
Yeah, it was like from the 60s. It was kind of like a knockoff. Yeah. Yeah.
No idea. Dark Shadows.
Yes, that's it.
Lil Pubert.
How come in the cartoon they made the dad fat?
The new one?
Yeah.
They made the dad, like, fat.
Well, I don't know, man. You don't think he wants to be fat?
I wouldn't.
He's got a suit like Jack Skellington.
Skeleton.
Look, you look at him, and you think he is not a monster.
No.
He's a monster. Yeah, look at her. Christina Ricci is definitely a monster, too.
Yeah,
she just has a couple bad days.
Uncle Feeny.
The Fiends. What about this bunch? What's going on here with the grandma?
It looks like they got, like paste and put it all over her face and, like, threw sand in her face.
Yeah.
Did they have a lion as a pet?
Sure. Why not? Let's bring the cartoon. What's that?
They can't die. Is that their whole thing? Do they die? Can they not die?
They're goths, right?
They're god?
Goth?
Oh. I guess, yeah.
Can they not die? Is that a thing?
Let's do some because, research. I don't know. We'll come back to it, I guess. I can't use my phone right now, so...
They threw it out.
Yeah.
Throw it out.
It's on the side of the road with the other cassette tape I found in the road. So are we taking anything else away?
Well, I think we figured it out.
Yep.
Well, I guess I was trying to do some Adam's Family, Adam's research. It wasn't happening.
Adam's Family, Adam Research.
Yeah. I was trying to... So, Uncle Fester, just FYI, he does possess electrical powers.
See?
So...
Monster.
He is claimed to possess 110 volts of electrical power, and that's how he can light a light bulb with his fucking face.
What was that guy's
name? So, is that...
Uncle Fester?
No, the actor who played him in the movie.
Christopher Lloyd?
There you go.
So, is that at will... He can, like, shoot it from his fingertips, or, like...
No, it's Uncle Fester.
No, like, can he harness, like, electric, or what?
I mean, he can make it...
Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm asking.
No, is he the Senate? He can't laser beam you with, like, electricals. No.
I've learned a few fascinating things while researching the Addams Family.
It is fascinating. It is.
For instance, the Addamses and the Frump... which are Morticia's family name, are connected several times. It turns out that Morticia's dad's oldest sister is Gomez's mother, making them first cousins.
I'm going to go ahead and stop you right now and tell you that her dad's uncle's nephew is her dad's uncle. I'm not, yeah, that shit.
Who is she related to? What are we talking about?
So Morticia and Gomez are related.
So that's why they're kids.
Because they're married.
Up.
They're married.
Yeah, Morticia's dad's. So her dad's oldest sister, so her aunt, is Gomez's mother.
So they're just cousins.
Making them first cousins.
You can drop the first cousins thing. They're just cousins. Must be in Alabama,
no,
bro.
No, because you can get married to your second cousin in any state. Second cousin and on.
So, guys. You know, Animal Crossing's been out for a little while now. I'm done with Adam's Family. Off of Adam's Family, onto Animal Crossings. Crossing. So, Kyle, Gage, I know you both played it. Ian, I think you got rid of your Switch, so you'll never play this game, and that's fine.
It's not fine. He should play it.
Kyle, Gage, I've turned into a tarantula drug lord. And I don't think I can turn back.
Because you can't turn the clock back, or because you've destroyed space and time?
No.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to do anything in this game except for catch tarantulas and sell them for bills.
Well, if that's how you want to play the game, that's how you want to play the game.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. I have a lot of trees.
Cut them all down.
A lot of fruit.
Waste of space.
that...
Wait, did you ever get peaches?
Nope.
Don't talk to me.
I got pears.
Yeah, I've got pears.
Excommunicated.
I got cherries, oranges, and pears. Mm-hmm.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah, well...
What did I tell you last week?
I don't know, but I'll tell you, I planted 150 trees yesterday.
Damn.
Why don't you go back in time and find some more fruit?
Yeah, go find me some peaches.
I have $1 million. Tarantula drug money, dude. Tarantula blood money.
Pay off your
so what do they?
What's that?
So what do they use those tarantulas for? Like, why do they pay that much for them? Is it venom that they're after? Ooh. Like, what's their deal?
It must be venom. The tarantula.
Venom.
You know, you're probably that's a good question. What do these raccoons want these tarantulas so bad for?
Because they saw them at a higher price, probably.
To who? Who's buying tarantulas for more than 8,000 bells, bro? What?
Fucking wholesale.
You've seen Tiger King.
True. Also, I found out that if you sell things in the Dropbox, it's less money than if you sell them. That's trash.
Yeah, that's when you read it, that's what it says.
That is stupid.
Yeah, we need to pay attention to the game.
Yeah, it says 20%.
I did not read that.
Reading's tough.
And you'll get that money in like 6 to 8 weeks, I think.
That's just dumb. So, yes. Speaking of Tiger King, I've tried my best to make my character look like Joe Exotic. No facial hair in this game.
Really?
Okay. No, you can buy beards and stuff.
Can you?
Yeah.
Joe Exclusive?
You have to, it's the Mabel Sisters, I think?
Joe Exclusive.
I'm going to go up there right now.
This is a Joe Exclusive.
That's how, I think I have a mustache from them.
How?
You just buy it.
You talk to her?
Yeah.
Say, hey, I need
just,
a face?
Just, buy a mustache.
Yeah, you just buy a mustache. It's not a big deal.
Why does it sound crazy?
You act like this is a new thing.
It's just like every other store. Just buy a mustache.
Whole mustache.
Hello, no, they won't like buy stash, they won't sell you the glue also.
Oh, she does not let me buy things.
And she's saying, like, you're a time thief.
No, but she should. We change our lineup every jumper. Day, so be sure to check back regularly.
Stop jumping.
That's it.
And stop jumping
be a jumper.
Instead of like the little like Animal Crossing like language, it should just be like a very high pitched noise, or it's like you've damaged time. Like that's it.
I wish you could like
if return the time stone.
If you kept going forward and backward in time, you'd eventually run into a villager that was also you as like a doppelganger. Like they won't leave your island. They keep fucking with
they
shit.
Take over your spot. Then they all think that
you. There needs to be harsher punishments for thieves like you.
Yeah, there does. There really does.
They're dud.
Really you're ruining dead. The game.
I don't know.
They're dud real bad.
How to get a mustache. Oh, hold on. How to get
you have to
facial
buy it,
hair.
Hit puberty.
Is that a hairstyle?
In Animal Crossing New Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Kyle's just having a blast.
Kyle's having it.
Okay, there is
I don't get this game.
Kyle, every day this week, I need you to text me and tell me what your turnips are selling for.
All right.
Every day that you
fine.
Don't want to come to your island and kick shit over.
Can I prevent you from coming to my island to like
nope,
for that to happen?
I'm too strong.
Okay. Just turn it down. Turn it off. Build fences.
Build a wall.
He'll dig under him.
He's gonna release the tarantulas on me. I keep dying.
Yes. I wish that I could around my airport. Build a fenced area and just fill it with tarantulas.
Yeah.
Anybody that shows up, tough shit, bro.
Yeah, but you can't play something in those cages.
Catch them or die.
Yeah, they have to deal with them first and then, yeah.
It's a nice risk reward, though. They could either die or make it as
make a couple $1,000s, yeah.
So do you loot them after they die or, like, how does that work?
Of course.
I wish.
You take their fruit that you don't need because you already have it.
Their spoils.
You just need peaches. Fuck. I would just take their tools because mine keep breaking.
That's true.
Yeah. I want to circle back to this Addams Family thing.
Please.
Okay.
You said there was not monsters. What the hell is the hand?
The hand is a hand.
It's a monster. That... His name is Thing.
So we have two monsters on our body right now.
Two monsters.
I'm infested. I'm infested with monsters. I've got two of them.
Now I'm thinking of like a mod for Animal Crossing for Halloween. They turn the tarantulas into the thing.
Ooh.
The hand who runs around and chases you.
I could go to
Halloween
and see what happens.
I don't think they have the events that way.
Oh, okay. I mean, I would find out.
Go for it.
Ruin Can we turn. Call it Manimal Crossing? And you just capture men?
I just sold $1 million worth of turnips. I'm good. We Gucci. So
how much did you spend on the turnips?
$800,000
Yeah. Yes. Cool profit of 48 bells.
Hey, cool profit of $200,000 I'll take it.
That's how much I spent today.
So, Gage, how have you been making your money in Animal Crossing?
Mostly tarantulas, selling hot items.
So also tarantula drug money.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure I'm the one who started the whole thing where I was like, listen, people. And then people saw it and they're like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Gage is a trendsetter.
Uh-huh. Of
course. You started the trade.
I'm Joe Exotic.
Okay. Kyle, what about you?
Just here and there. There's a lot of money trees that I planted that I forgot how much I planted there. So sometimes it'll be 1,000 each and sometimes it'll be like 10,000 each, which is nice.
I feel that.
A lot of the time I'll just sell non-native fruit and then fossils that I don't really have a use for.
Yeah, so I've been doing that too. I also spent the other day making about 150 decoy ducks.
Oh, for the hot item?
Yeah. It was moderately unpleasant. There needs to be a way to decide, hey, I want to build X amount of this item mm-hmm. instead of having to do it like that. I hate it. I don't love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So
why not?
It's like a 10-second like thing.
Yeah.
You can't make them in bulk. It sucks.
Yeah, it's excessively long and I hate it. I don't love it.
The game's all about stealing. That's the thing. The game's all about stealing your real time.
Yeah.
You're stealing their time by time hopping, so you deserve the
punishment. Fuck them. Check this out. I'm about to pay $548,000 from pockets, baby. Loan balance paid.
You cheat.
Fuck you, Tom Nook. You don't own me.
He does, actually. That but island is
now allow
he's going
to
hunt
sit
you
back
on that island.
This. Allow me to sit back down for a second, and then guess what? I want another room, big guy. So I've been trying to figure out ways to make money.
Sounds like you're doing great.
Better.
Yeah.
And more. Tarantulas seem to be the best option.
Right.
However, never mind. I've become an expert at not getting bit by tarantulas, so it's not even an issue anymore.
Yeah.
What about wasps?
Wasps are fine.
Wasps are fine.
When you shake a tree, keep a net out. And then when they come out, swing.
Check this out. Shake a tree, like you're cutting down a tree, wasp nest comes out, just hit your inventory.
So what happened?
Move.
No, they will. No, so they what don't. So what happens? So here's what happens to me. I'll come up to a tree, nothing to my hands. And I'll shake it. I'll pick the fruit, and then all of a sudden,
nothing in my hands.
Sleeves, nothing. But I'll shake it, and I will. The nest will fall out. The bees will come out. They're real upset, and I go to like pick a tool for my quick pick. I don't know. And I pick the net, and it stops. It will stop and let me pick a tool.
Yeah.
And as soon as I pick the tool, they rush towards me, and I get fucked up every single time.
Yeah. So basically, if you hit your inventory, so you hit X, the wasp will stop. And it's funny, the first tree I ran to had a wasp nest, so I'm able to do this right now. And then usually what I do is I just let go, and then I just get stung, or I just swing my net. I just try to swing my net.
You died.
You just try to swing your net, and if you don't get it, you don't get it. Ow. I got stung by wasp. You take the nest. You tell the wasp to go fuck themselves. You go back in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Get stung again, you die. Who cares?
See, that hasn't happened to me yet. I've been stung once, and like my villagers are like, hey, oh, shit. Hey. What's up, man? What's up?
What's up?
What happened?
Fucked up, bro.
oh, God.
I was tarantula hunting earlier, and I was trying to wall off the tarantulas.
Okay.
And I got bit about 12 times.
It's red light, green light with those things.
And it is so frustrating. Did you walk towards a tarantula? Kyle, I don't know if you found tarantulas yet.
Yeah, a couple.
But
they,
you walk
not,
towards
not
them,
kind
and
to
they
me.
Stand still. And they're like, what? And then all of a sudden, I'm jumping.
Yeah.
And they're going to get you.
You got to creep. You got to creep on them.
Mm-hmm. Creep walk.
Even when you creep, they don't care.
No.
You know what you do?
You got to stop. When they put their little hands in the air.
Hands up, don't shoot.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. you got to stop walking.
Nope.
And then when they put it back down, they're like, okay, you're cool. You got to creep again. They're like, hey, wait, wait. And then their hands in the air. And then eventually they go, okay, you're cool. And then you creep again. They're like, what happened, man? Hands in the air. You got to creep again.
You know what you do?
What'd you do?
You dig 8 holes in the ground.
You can do that also.
You jump in the middle. And then you watch them squirm around outside. Like, I'm going to go get you. I'm going to get you. And then they're in your net.
Yeah.
And then they are 8,000 bells.
You jumped ahead to find scorpions.
I found one scorpion, and when I grabbed my net to go back after it, it was gone.
Mm. He's like, "That's time thief."
Yeah,
I ain't going back in time.
He didn't want to. He didn't want to fuck around.
Can't take like me for my family.
So, yeah. So basically, long story short, I had a brain.
Are you gonna be okay?
Brain
froze, aneurysm. What that is.
Long story short, Animal Crossing is for money and time thievery. Have a good day, guys. That's all I had for Animal Crossing. I'll stop. Ian sounds bored because he doesn't know what we're talking about.
What's wrong?
Yeah. I felt bad because you weren't included on the Animal Crossing conversation because you don't really know Animal Crossing because you're a bum.
Yeah, it's okay.
So you're welcome back to the conversation now. We're going to move on.
Thank you. Are you guys ready?
Oh, no, gotta write down a time. Okay.
Five a dime!
Business. Marketing. Stocks. Five or dime.
Good. Evening / afternoon / morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're back on Five or Dive, the show where you see if a job is a five or a dive. Let's meet our divers. On one side we've got Jarrett.
Hi.
And on the one other side we've got Gage.
Happy birthday, Ian.
And on the last final side we've got Kyle.
No applause. Thank you.
All right. Today, we have a very special Five or Dive. It's a very quick delivery, only 5 days.
Can we do a thing real quick? How much money have we spent in Five or Dive so far? Do we know?
I want to say...
Jared, I spent the least.
Yeah, you've 100% spent the least.
Well, I said no.
Because I think they bought the $85 one.
I said no to week two. Right? Yeah. I said yes to week one.
I think I bought everything I've seen so far.
Kyle's out of money.
I'm making a lot of money, though.
Yeah,
so.
He is. He is making a return.
Fair.
All right. How about this? Be your gamer god boyfriend for a whole hour.
Ooh.
$5.
1 hour, huh?
25-hour delivery day. It'll take 24 hours for him to be able to perform
these deeds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now here's the description. Hey cutie, ooh. Oh, are you ready to play Vaido games with an absolute god? I even work out. It's pretty cool.
I even work out.
Hit me up and let's talk about yo day while I simp. Haha. Love you. That's it.
That's it?
That's
it. I was waiting for so much more.
So what are your initial thoughts on this idea, this venture?
My initial thought is no.
I'm almost going to buy it immediately. I do have questions.
Go ahead.
Is this all games? Is this PC only? Is this console only? Is this...
I think Gamer God spans all of the genres, all of the devices.
Okay. Gage, you have anything?
I am at a loss. I might need to hear the whole description again.
It's a long one.
Yeah.
Do you need to hear it so you can fact check it?
I am ready.
Hey cutie, ooh woo. Are you ready to play Vaido games with an absolute god? I even work out. It's pretty cool. Hit me up and let's talk about yo day while I simp. Haha. Love you.
Man, it just sounds like I'm talking to one of those robots. It's not real.
That sounds awful. and I'm out.
How many reviews does this person have? Is this an established product?
This is a brand new product.
Does it tell you how many purchases have they've had?
Like I just said, brand new.
So no one's bought this yet?
Never been bought once.
Only $5?
Only $5.
I wonder why it's never been purchased. Because I wonder if there's any underlying reason for that.
Well, it's brand new. Do you think there's a market for Gamer God boyfriends?
No.
There's absolutely one for Gamer God girlfriends, or just Gamer girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about Gamer God boyfriends?
Well, whatever you're into. You know, I'm cool.
I'm not cool with this.
Will he be disappointed if I have like a PlayStation instead of a PC or something like that?
I'm sure he doesn't discriminate.
Will he understand?
If he's a gamer god, don't you think he'd have a PC?
Well, a gamer god would include all games, right?
Does he say what games he plays?
No.
Huh.
Any other credentials?
The picture is the man that made life Half-Life.
Made life happen? Jesus Christ is on the cover.
It's the guy that made Half-Life. I don't remember his name.
Gabe Newell?
Sure. And he's holding an iPhone that is definitely not his hand, and it has Half-Life 3 in it.
That's a very model-esque looking hand. I don't think that's his.
I don't think it's his either. But I like to pretend.
So I won't need any strategy guides. I won't need anything.
He knows it all.
He knows everything.
He does.
All the heart
containers.
And if
he doesn't, he knows the guy.
You're telling me he knows all the heart containers, Ocarina, Majora's Mask, all of it.
All of it.
Shit.
Is this more I'm getting a boyfriend out of this or a gamer god to play games with me?
It can be whatever your...
He calls me a cutie every once in a while.
Whatever your heart fancies.
So they will play games with you?
Yeah.
It's not just to criticize you on how bad you're doing.
No, yeah. He says...
Why can't you have good hands?
He may say he have good hands. He says, and I quote, ready to play video games with an absolute god. So you will be playing video games with him.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Vaido games.
Okay.
But yeah.
Split screen? Online, does it say?
It doesn't give. But I'm sure both at the same time.
Okay.
If need be.
Okay.
Both.
I'm out on this one.
I'm definitely out.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah?
Because I'm already a gamer god boyfriend.
The same.
Right? So, I think this guy's trying to take points away from me. He's trying to step on our turf by introducing another gamer god boyfriend in the realm here. And I don't like
you. You are damn right.
I already have a business in this. I'm out. Sorry.
Okay. Kyle?
I would like to purchase this business. Gage said he has a stake in another company that does this, so I would like to buy this company and try to fight. You know, some healthy economic challenges, I guess.
Okay. I'll
fucking flip over your Animal Crossing island. I hope to God I don't come across you on any of the streets.
Gage, can I say one thing?
No.
Boots.
So, I mean, you're just what you're doing is getting into bed with a bad idea here when you could have the good idea, which is me. Kyle, I'll do this story for $4.
Actually, no, because I like the way this guy, he's got his head on his shoulders. He's going in a good direction. His business model is fucking out of this world.
My service is $4 for a gamer god boyfriend for an hour and 5 minutes.
Sold.
Okay. You can Venmo me right now.
We'll talk about it later.
I'll be your gamer god best friend for free.
Ooh, I've been down that road. You don't want that.
He already has a gamer god best friend.
Me.
I thought it was Ian.
Mm-hmm. Ian Wishes.
Wait, are you talking about Kyle?
Yeah, I don't know who we're talking about here.
Yeah,
talking about Kyle.
My gamer god best friend is a man named Robert.
No. Is me.
Yeah.
No.
Robert is my gamer god best friend.
Roberto is no.
We're elite gamers. But this isn't about me. This is about five or dive. Gentlemen. I
took a dive.
Is this a five or is this a dive? Jarrett.
Oh, dive.
Okay.
Trash.
Gage.
It's garbage.
Dive.
And Kyle.
The only reason I'm going to say five is if I'm stuck, if I'm stuck on a hard level and I just shoot him a text, hey, I'm stuck in the water temple again. What the fuck do I do?
Hey, Kyle.
Yes.
You want to know a free alternative to that?
Ooh, yeah.
Is you send that text to Google.
Is that another, how much do they pay for their services?
Free.
Is it comparable or?
It's free.
Okay.
They'll tell you the answer for.
Free is not always better, though.
Is it really the answer I want?
It's the answer. It's the same answer you're going to get from your gamer god ex-boyfriend after an hour.
How do you know that, though?
Because he's going to Google.
Wait, at the end of the hour, does he break up with you?
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
every day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Every
it's
hour.
It's not working out anymore.
Yeah. It's over.
So what happens if you sign up for this and he says, okay, you're going to get your hour. I'm backed up, right? And then at like 2 a.m. one day when you're asleep, he messages you, says, hey, baby. And then at 3 a.m. he says, this isn't working. Then what?
I slept through my hour?
You slept through your hour.
It doesn't specifically say if the hour is all at once or if you can split it up.
I want 5-minute intervals.
Hey, Gamer God Daddy, I need a minute of your time real quick. Okay,
exactly. That's when you would send him a text, be like, hey, I need 1 minute. Tell me how to beat this water temple.
Help me beat like 2-3.
He says, all right, baby.
So, he gives you a few tips, and then he's like, cutie, and then you're done.
Just the tips.
You know what you should do? You know what you really should do? You should ask him, hey,
he's not a dolphin.
Gamer God Daddy, can you help me beat World 2-2 on Mario? And see what he says. Because everybody knows you don't play 2-2.
You can't beat World 2-2?
No, you just skip all the levels.
Well, would you skip to World 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, why would 4-1, you ask? Why would you need help with that, though? Because
if he says, oh, yeah, this is how you beat it, then you know he's not a gamer god.
Wouldn't a gamer god play all the levels?
Yeah, no. Gamer god would play every single level.
That level still exists.
Yeah, that level's still there. It's in a thing. Never seen it.
Nobody has ever played it.
Why would you? Because we're
to,
gamer
to
gods.
Know, to
we're
know
the
stats.
Gamer gods for you.
Yeah. He's got to play the level to know the stats.
The time, the coins, the lives.
What I'm hearing is...
We can get $5 for ours.
This man is professional.
No, he's not.
But if he
is... He spelled video games wrong, for fuck's sake.
You have to do that professionally. Mm-hmm. There's no way you can do that accidentally. And he said, woo.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's how you do it.
Well, Kyle, go ahead and sign up for it. Let us know how it works.
Waste of money. You could have me for $4.
Should be for free, bro.
You wouldn't want a cheap side product. You would want
side
to pay the full
product price.
Yep.
I wouldn't buy a cheap knockoff iPhone. I would just buy the real thing.
I would.
Ian, you're one of the most like minimalistic people that's been on the show ever. You're like, oh,
hey, Ian.
Spend less.
I don't know what you're talking about, Gage.
I think price advice from fucking Ian, who won't.
Where's the sun? It's so shady in here. What's wrong, Kyle? What was your question?
I was going to ask, are you going to ask video game advice from Wish just because it's cheaper?
No.
Weird. Some people would.
Some people would. We know what the... I hit my head off my mic stand. You know what we call those, Kyle? Frauds. Not elite gamers, because they aren't. Because they didn't join Elite Gamers Inc. Discord. You know, Jared applied for a position in my Discord and never sent his application in.
Yeah,
make me sick.
I'm buying.
Appreciate you.
I'm buying.
Join the Elite Gamers Inc. Discord.
So Ian can make fun of you or something?
No, so he can be a part of my army. I'm a king among men
this
in
is
that
how,
Discord.
Ian's like grooming other gamer guys to be his boyfriends.
Why pay for it? Why pay for the milk when you can get the whole cow?
Why pay for the milk when you fuck the cow for free, right? What do they say?
Yeah.
The dolphin or something.
There's not another way to say it.
Yeah.
That's how they get it.
I'm the milkman. They call me Milky Joe.
I'm grooming kids to be my gamer boyfriends. I'm the milkman.
I'm Joe Exquisite.
But yeah, I think, yeah, definitely a no for me.
All right.
Well, I'm my own gamer god boyfriend.
Thank you all. That sounds very sad, actually. You sound like Chad Muska. He's his own boyfriend. I'm sorry, Muska. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us at Five or Dive. This has been Ian.
Okay.
That's it. That's how. That's yeah. Where it ends.
What are you now?
I have been, but I always will be Ian.
Okay. Okay. You still are too. Okay.
Yeah.
So now that we're living in a new world,
a whole new world.
I feel like cash is useless now. So, what can we use for currency in this new post-apocalyptic world that we're about to find ourselves in?
Toilet paper.
Big greens.
Ooh. Fruit stripe gum.
What?
Big fruit greens. Stripe
gum. May I say it again?
I'd never get paid in
big gum. Greens.
Is that more, like, bigger money?
Just... just big greens.
I agree.
Just big greens.
Big greens. Okay.
From what I've seen, toilet paper seems like a fine one. Masks seem like a fine one, too.
Get all those wet and they're ruined.
Bolts of fabric have been...
Bolts?
Bolts?
Aren't they measured in bolts?
It's not lightning gauge.
Are you thinking of, like, electricity?
No.
Bolts?
Oh, yeah.
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 Like a nine-bolt battery?
I got 40 bolts.
That's why it's a lightning bolt. We have a 10-bolt battery.
Mm-hmm.
10 bolts?
Bolts and hose. Can we pay in music?
It's not
sing
bad.
A ditty.
It's not bad.
No. No. People aren't paying panhandlers enough anyway. Gig work is dead.
Ugh.
Can't be outside.
Not yet.
Not ever.
Can we... What about poetry? Can we pay with poetry?
Mm. It can't be slam poetry.
No.
No.
Of course not.
No.
That's like a fine wine. Like, that's like a Mona Lisa, maybe a Mona May, or whatever they're called.
That's it, yeah.
Mona May?
Mona May. Huh.
Can we pay it in blood? Like in Saul.
Oh, I don't like that one.
Donate clean blood for things.
Clean blood? So, like, water.
Unused blood.
Oh, okay.
They should be paying for blood anyway. All these blood drives, and I'm all getting a cookie and juice.
Organic vegan blood that's never been used. Yeah.
Never been used?
Yes.
How many times can you transfer blood?
Oh, so many.
Wait, the same blood that's in your body that's like...
Can you put your blood in a tube and then put that blood back in you?
That's what I mean, yeah.
Like you recycle blood?
Like a crazy straw?
Maybe. Every time you get a cut, you need to hold a cup under it so you can put that blood back in you.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, gotta recycle, reuse, recycle, replenish.
No, we had this conversation last week.
I feel like gasoline wouldn't be like useful because people don't go anywhere. They're not going to want to go anywhere.
What about cords?
Cords?
Cords. You can drink gasoline.
You can. You shouldn't. Unless we have to.
Unless you have to. Cords.
Just random assortment of cords?
Yep. I have a Cat 5 and an aux. Okay. What will that give me?
See, here's the thing. We're going to get on this cord train. Everyone's going to have so many cords. You know what's going to be the real winner, though? Zip ties.
Ooh, to keep the cords in check.
Yeah.
Are cords the cents and zip ties the dollars?
Zip ties are the dollars. You need those things to wrap up those cords. Otherwise, you're going to have a loosey-goosey thing.
True. What about quiche? Bake a quiche. Like food currency.
Probably. I feel like quiche would be on the lower end.
You think quiche is a low end food?
That'd be like a ruble.
Then why do all the rich people eat
them? Was quiche a low end or high end food before all this started?
Yes. It was a rich person's finger food.
Was it?
Yeah. Quiche?
don't think I've ever had it.
That maybe that's why.
Because I'm smoke not weesh? A rich
person. We're not rich enough.
Have you not been in the high society rich life?
I guess not.
I don't think so.
I've had queesh.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Kyle have dined on queesh.
Oh, really?
On a number of occasions.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ian probably paid 25% of what it was worth because it was expired and old and gross. And
I pay top dollar for my queeshes.
Your top dollar is half of what everyone else's normal dollar is.
His top
That's because I'm so well respected.
Mm-hmm. Ostrich eggs.
Ostrich beaks. The talons of a jaguar.
Oh, you know what it's going to be? Once we blow up all the cell phone towers because they're spreading COVID, right?
Spittering.
Mm-hmm. The currency is going to be birds that deliver messages.
Oh, like pigeons.
Carrier pigeons. Yeah.
What about charcoal pens? How are you going to write?
Can they write upside down?
What about a 3D printer?
Ooh, what about rugs?
You're just naming things in the room.
For smoke signals.
Oh, sure.
It's like a cell phone, if you think about it.
What about the space?
Junk mail, debit, and credit cards.
Like fake
they're
ones?
They're already preloaded, right? All you gotta do is
activate. No, they're blank.
With John A. Cardholder on them?
Those. Yeah. What about John Wayne movies?
How many are there?
So many.
If they're on VHS, they're worth double at least. Yeah.
They're just hard to carry.
What about car tires?
Great for burning.
Great for burning?
Great.
Good for sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And good for having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
What about...
That sounds like decent currency to me.
What about aluminium?
Aluminium?
You can make it into weapons.
Can you, though?
That's aluminium.
It is. Yeah. You're not wrong. Because I was thinking, like, okay, you got toilet paper. So that's your dollar. Then you have your paper towel. That's your five or your ten, your denomination. Because is paper the most sought after thing right now? Like toilet paper and your paper supplies? Is that what everybody's gravitating towards right now?
Well... Yeah. All paper, though?
All look paper? At it.
I got paper.
Not
right
like
here.
Loose leaf.
Jerry, you want
this? No.
No, right? Yeah.
I'll take some.
No, you can't have any. It's mine.
Just email it to us.
Email me it.
Okay.
What about springs?
Made out of aluminum?
Just out of anything. Okay. Silly springs. Yarn.
we have a lot of Ian's ready to use anything.
He's like, I got so many pockets, guys.
I want to be in on it first.
I got aluminum. Slinkies. I got bolts.
Ian's gonna start selling stuff to like make ends meet. He's like, all right, well, pay me in whatever shit you got laying around the house because I'm not sure what's gonna be worth what.
Do you have any antenna? I'll take an antenna.
These are all the things in his shopping cart that he's trying to like unload real quick.
You got an empty can? I'll take that.
I got half a jar.
What about a full can? Eight? It's a bit low.
Well, it depends on what you're selling.
I guess that's the point.
What are you selling? What are you buying?
Kyle, did we make the exact same joke at the exact same time?
Yeah, it was you and Kyle.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
And on your birthday.
I know. Didn't even recognize my own voice.
Kyle must just have a more commanding voice than you. I'm sorry.
I think my bits were definitely the most sought after money, right?
You named everything you could think of.
Yeah, I know. That's how you do it. How do you think the world was built on waiting? No, it's built on split-second decisions. That's a man who I am.
Weights and measures? Okay.
Well, I don't believe in checks and balances. I'm weights and measures.
25 changed you.
What about sardines?
You're the only one that has them.
What about dried food?
Like freeze dried? Or like...
Like Kipper snacks. You don't know what a Kipper snack is? Is
that those veggie straws.
See, I want to use my phone again, Gage, but I can't.
It's outside.
It's outside. God. Can't have it.
Yeah, Kipper snacks.
That's a dog.
No, that's Skipper.
Is it not?
Like a dog, like Kipper.
That's Kibbles.
Okay. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, he's in bits. Kipper snack.
Mm.
It's, imagine a sardine, but it's very long. And it comes in a can.
So they're all stitched together?
Yep.
Okay.
It's just, it's a human centipede, but for sardines.
Okay.
Human sardinipede.
There's nine of them in a tin.
Yep, in a tin. Centipede.
Well.
No matter what the new money is, just get a lot of it.
Just start collecting things. It's okay to be a hoarder during the apocalypse.
Yeah, yarn, bolts, fresh linens.
But gold, silver,
Nope.
Useless
metals.
Throw out your money now.
The metals you want to hold on to is iron and steel. They're non-perishable. Copper, another pretty good one.
Do you think we would like... Our money would transform into just like Postmates gift cards or something like that, just exclusively, or like Grubhub or something, like
Warcraft some type of like cards. Delivery.
Yeah, video game cards.
I'm in on that.
I do believe that gamers will rise up. Because think about this.
And here's my hour long speech.
Yeah, here's my TED Talk. Gamers.
Watching the video.
Gamers are so used to being locked into their rooms, right? So to them, this is nothing new. And then when everybody's died from being out and about, the gamers would be like, it's our world now. The gamers have risen up. Now you have katanas and e-girls all over.
Mm-hmm.
You have men with big hats combing the streets with their Razor scooters and their Heelys. And nobody knows how to stop them because it's only gamers. And they have to fight for over Pokimane. And they just don't, that'll be the new world order. Gamer boys, e-girls, and Pokimane.
But not gamer boyfriends.
No, not gamer boyfriends. The friends should, they will perish.
Because they're fake gamers, obviously.
Well, they exercise, he says. Yeah. He's got touch equipment.
Ooh.
Vaido games. He doesn't play video games, he plays Vaido games.
I hate thinking of a world where we start looking up to only Twitch streamers and e-girls.
We're almost there.
I know. I hate it.
We're very almost there.
I'm just waiting for the Road Warriors to take Gage and turn him into whatever he said a long time ago when we talked about
chainsaw, shotgun, world. Hands, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like it was last episode.
Just like it just happened.
Word for word.
All right.
Well, I'm done with this. I'm over it. Are we doing your topic, Gage?
No, we're already at a minute 30, or an hour 30.
Minute 30, that's a cool minute.
Cool minute. We've been talking for a straight minute.
Talked about Adam Sandwich for 50 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Adam
you Sandwich. Know, I was going to sit here and pull up Adam's Family Rule 34, but there's kids in that show, and I don't want to be on that list.
Nope.
I like how you thought about it.
Hell yeah.
I like that. It wasn't the automatic like go-to.
But I was curious about what the hand would do.
Oh, we all are.
That's exactly where my wine
what the
went.
Hand do?
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you all for coming along and joining us on this majestical journey. I hope that you all had a great experience, much like we had.
Do you think there's Rule 34 of the hand from the Addams Family? What's it called? Thing?
Yep,
and,
Thing.
And then the stovetop glove, the Stover glove, doing it?
That's it, Stover.
Yeah. Stover?
What am I thinking?
Hamburger Stover.
Helper. Hamburger Helper. Is there not another one?
Check.
There's two.
I don't think so.
Russell Stover is what you're thinking of.
I think so, yeah.
There's definitely two glove mascots.
Aunt Jemima. Sure
Glover.
Glover.
Glover, yeah.
Glove-a-la. Glove.
No, you got it?
Glove. What is his name?
Donald Glover?
Donald Glover. Thanks, Kyle.
Can't be that simple. I guess it is.
All right. Gage, are you looking up Rule 34?
The Arby's glove.
Yeah.
Is it?
It says Arby's.
Sure does.
Sure. Hold on.
Oven mitt characters is what you Google.
That's my look.
I'm not excited for where this is going to go.
I don't like how he's doing this on another screen.
Yeah, like we are
like we can't
see
anything.
What's on its way? Yep.
Oh, I see the. That's not as
well,
bad
that's
as
not
you would
so bad.
I like the Crisco.
I kind of like it a lot.
That's not. That doesn't even seem provocative.
It doesn't say what the other thing is.
It's just a mitt.
That's
the
it says
Arby's.
That's
Arby's. Yeah, it's Arby's. Okay, Arby's glove.
Arby's and Hamburger Helper.
Yeah.
So is this the only one, or like I, that's a dumb question to ask. I know there's more, but like
what? Click on oven mitts.
Is that a category?
I like this one.
Oh. you're gonna have to scroll to the right for us to get the whole image.
He looks so sad.
Can somebody explain what I'm looking at here?
I don't. Okay, never mind. I thought that said Charlie Manson. First, that's.
I don't know what this said.
Cheney, Manson, Nah Helper,
Tuna Helper.
It's the tuna fish man and the hamburger helper getting it on.
It's Tuna Helper, is what it says. Definitely are a lot of those.
Is other than characters? Oh my god.
Well,
I'm so
some of those are pretty rough, dog. Thanks, Gage, for that.
Do you think Rule 34 is getting worse because of quarantine?
Probably.
That's all they have to do now. They can let their imaginations go wild.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jeez. All right. Well, yeah, thank you all for jumping along.
Thanks for taking a jump.
You can find us on iTunes and on Google Play and on Spotify all for free. You can also leave a review and rate our talks and join them if you want to add a talk. Okay. What's wrong, Kyle?
We'll get to it next week. It's cool.
Okay.
It's cool.
Other than that, thank you, Chef. Stay golden. Raise hell, praise Dale. And do it for Johnny.